Lampreys are one of the most unique and enigmatic fish on the planet. In fact, the more you learn about them, the more you want to. If you didn't notice, there's one on the refuge sign, greeting you when you enter the refuge. Refuge staff were so inspired by the vast number of lampreys during habitat restoration and fish salvage, they decided one should be on their sign. Pacific lamprey are very important to native tribes in the Northwest, both spiritually and as an important food resource. In fact, lamprey have 6 to 8 times the caloric content per gram than salmon do. Think of them as a swimming bacon cheeseburger. Lamprey have no scales or jaws, no paired fins, no swim bladder or bones. They are blind as larvae, but can live up to 18 years. They have a unique sucker-like mouth to hold onto prey and rocks. And Pacific lamprey have a very unique ability in that they can climb vertical waterfalls. They have been on the planet longer than dinosaurs and even longer than trees. Lamprey are rarely seen because they are nocturnal, only moving during darkness to avoid being eaten. There are about 40 species of lamprey in the world, 10 in the Pacific Northwest, and 3 are found on the refuge in Gibbons Creek, including Pacific lamprey, Western Brook lamprey, and Western River lamprey. Pacific and Western River lamprey go to the ocean like salmon to feed and grow. But Western Brook lamprey are resident and spend their whole lives in one stream, filter feeding on organic detritus. Like salmon, juvenile Pacific lamprey go to the ocean to feed, but instead of eating whole fish, they simply feed on the blood and body fluids of host fishes, which often survive. Think of the host fish as a blood donor. Unlike salmon, they generally do not return to their home stream, but instead are attracted to the scent of other larvae. If it's good for them, it must be good for their offspring as well. Lamprey return to Gibbons Creek to spawn in gravels, where they make a small nest similar to salmon. Like salmon, after they spawn, they die and their decaying bodies feed the stream with nutrients and, in time, their own offspring. During restoration at Staggerwald in 2021, a fish ladder on Gibbons Creek near the Columbia River was completely removed. Before it was removed, only a few adults could pass the ladder. Today, lamprey have no problem entering Gibbons Creek and reaching their upstream spawning grounds. Biologists are now studying lamprey in Gibbons Creek to learn how they are responding to restoration. If you look closely, you may see research traps and research antennas in Gibbons Creek to track their movements. Thanks for listening. My name is Joe Skaliski. I'm a fish biologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.